Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, October 6, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd. executes a confidentiality agreement with Terma AS. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd., a leading developer of autonomous, high-capacity mobile communications and security platforms, has executed a mutual non-disclosure agreement with Terma AS, a Danish defense and security company. This collaboration aims to address the increase in unauthorized drones entering EU airspace by deploying SciTech's fully autonomous 20-meter Nexus tower fitted with Terma's advanced surveillance and sensor technologies. The NDA sets the stage for future collaboration opportunities between the two companies. SciTech CEO Brenton Scott expressed excitement about expanding international partnerships with leaders in defense and aerospace technology. The upcoming Memorandum of Understanding will solidify their growing relationship and outline areas for joint solution development to tackle security challenges globally.
Boston University professor to receive 2025 Eugene Braunwald Academic Mentorship Award. Amelia J. Benjamin, MD, S.M., FHA, Professor of Medicine at Boston University, will receive the 2025 Eugene Braunwald Academic Mentorship Award at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions 2025. Dr. Benjamin will be recognized for her excellence in teaching and mentoring the next generation of faculty researchers, educators, and healthcare professionals. Her legacy is reflected in the success of her trainees, many of whom have launched careers in cardiovascular research. Dr. Benjamin's commitment to training diverse early career professionals continues to shape the future of cardiovascular science and medicine. Her extensive mentoring efforts have earned her numerous awards and national recognition for her excellence in research, education, service, and mentoring.
State roundup, Speaker Jones pushes for MD redistricting, immigration judge denies Garcia asylum, $8 cut in clean energy projects. Maryland House Speaker is urging colleagues to consider redistricting to match changes in GOP-controlled states. Immigration judge denies asylum bid for Kilmar Abrego Garcia, sparking partisan debate. Shutdown could disrupt SNAP benefits for 700,000 Marylanders. Federal judge rules energy debt, illegally capped sustainable energy funding in MD and 19 other states. Baltimore residents push back against landfill's request to increase runoff into rivers. Trump administration cancels $7.6 billion in clean energy project grants in 16 states, including Maryland. Inner Harbor's pistachio tide raises water quality concerns. Former Baltimore principal detained by ICE may face legal action from PA School District. Maryland lawmakers question why arrested Iowa superintendent is still listed as an active voter. Baltimore City Councilman files to run against U.S. Rep. Kwesi Mfumi in Democratic primary. Baltimore taxpayers foot $163 bill for mayor's new SUV. Gubernatorial candidate questions Key Bridge reconstruction progress. Harford nonprofit accused of spending county funds on unjust expenses. Public invited to comment on proposed Woodsboro solar facility at upcoming hearing.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.